Ladies and gentlemen, this is at Official Podman Reed with your Episode 6 WDKS headlines. Pololix, Mick Disappointed, Cat Killer, Refund Baller, and finally, how about this headline? All right, welcome to episode 6, everybody. It's just River and I. We regret to inform you that Reed actually died from cholera on his trip, Oregon Trail style. So it's just us today. Hate to say that, but it is what it is.
Devastated.
Nah, just kidding. I'm here doing the news.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here.
He is alive.
I am here.
Do you think he's tasty? Is that why you made that sound?
I don't know, man.
Cholera's tasty.
Cholera is tasty. We got a brand new episode. Reed's bringing the news. It's going to be exciting. We're happy that you're back.
I'm glad to be back because it was, you guys know the Pepto-Bismol little jingle they do?
Yeah.
That was actually...
upset stomach diarrhea. Yeah,
all of those, I had that.
Oh, no. I heard about it from your
rough.
From your woman, and it sounds like it was rough.
Yeah, it was terrible. And then Mom got it, and then Jeff got it. Ryder had it before.
Thank the Lord, the stomach flu escaped.
The stomach flu has been vicious this year. So, but I'm glad to be back. Glad to be doing the news.
Glad you're here.
Yeah. So you may have noticed some headlines in the beginning for the music. That's a great new change we're doing. Another new change we're doing, we're going to go right into the fucking news.
Now, wait a minute. If you guys don't mind, I want to put my 2 cents in from last week.
Go ahead.
All right. It's Reed's Day Late Dollar Short Review. Did they have three shitter courtesy? You know, like when dudes go into the bathroom and like you're supposed to skip a urinal?
No, dude.
Just a thought.
I wonder if they had
the three shitter courtesy. They better name it Ship-Faced Ale.
Oh, that's a good one.
Or I'll be pissed. Do you think she read the old prom note and thought, damn, that was some good post-dance dick? And on the final history story you had, all I have to say is she left the life of a nun because she couldn't have enough stuff.
Enough stuff?
Enough stuff.
That's my Day Late Dollar Short Review. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, be sure to take a step back and listen to the Library WDKS Crossover minisode, because you don't deserve to be a day late and a dollar short.
Holy fuck, that's a good segment.
No, I just was listening to the episode, and it was a phenomenal episode. You guys did a great job. And
thank you.
I just had those, obviously, those funny thoughts, and I wanted to share them real quick, and I figured it might tease somebody into taking a step back.
Absolutely.
I'm glad you shared it.
Check out the minisode. It's short. It's only about 20 minutes long, so if you're in a pinch, it's a good thing to listen to.
Hell yeah. Now, we're going to get right into the news.
Yes, we are. Let's start out with Pololix. Straight out of Monterey Beach, Florida, comes a story of a very unorthodox political meeting, or any meeting really for that matter. The city commission decided to hold a special outdoor meeting during the 2012 King of the Beach fishing tournament. During this meeting, a city commissioner, Nancy Oakley, had done some drinking during the fish tournament, which led to some interesting pololix.
Oh.
Once the meeting had concluded, intoxicated Nancy Oakley walked up to city manager Shane Crawford and allegedly licked him from Adam's apple to eyebrow and then played a little grab ass for good measure.
Oh,
hell yeah.
No, Nancy, you nasty girl.
And once you see this chick, she looks straight out the Florida trailer.
Like, oh, so damn.
All of this kind of lines up when you see her face. Executive assistant Cheryl McGrady stepped in telling Oakley her actions were inappropriate. This got a punch thrown by Oakley that luckily missed McGrady.
Damn.
She's going to catch his hands.
Now let's fast forward to why this is pertinent now. This was not an isolated incident. Crawford told Bay News Oakley had a habit of licking men that either she was attracted to or thought she had authority over.
What the fuck? Literally, what the
shit.
Fuck?
I know. Fucking crazy. Never in my life have I been like, I'm above you, and I'm going to show it by licking your face. Like,
what
that just
the fuck?
Entire face. Adam's apple to eyebrow.
Maybe that's what happened to me at work when a dog shoved its tongue down my throat.
What?
It was like, fuck you.
Like, dominance. I'll show you sit, bitch.
It was awful.
The biggest reason this came up and why Crawford decided to wait so long is because at the time he didn't want to get fired for causing a disruption within the city commission. When Oakley decided to rerun this year, he decided to put in an official complaint that was filed and upheld against Oakley after her reelection in 2017, forcing her to resign this month.
That's good, because what's upsetting about the story, it's crazy. It's super crazy and funny initially, but then when you think about it, it's upsetting because there's this imbalance in assault, because that's really like assault. It's like sexually assaulting someone.
Oh, yeah.
And because it's been directed towards males, it probably has not been taken as seriously. If she's been known for this, clearly it has not been taken as seriously as it needs to be because it's been directed at males, which is totally fucking inappropriate.
Especially in... I mean, pretty much in any setting, but a political setting, to get wasted and then be licking faces, and for it to be a serious, like, reoccurring issue.
Yeah.
And I'm sure she played it off as some kind of joke, and it's like, it's not a joke.
Oh, yeah.
It's so inappropriate, and it's not okay just because you're a woman doing it to a man. It's still just as disgusting as if, imagine how she would react if a fucking man walked up to her and licked her from neck to eyebrow. He'd be in prison.
Well, and that's the one thing I was going to say. It's like, it's so sad that, and to piggyback off what you were saying, River, it's so sad that, like, we're in a position where he didn't complain at the time because he was afraid to upset the balance.
Yeah,
and
that's,
like,
so sad.
What the fuck? That's why he waited years to file the complaint?
Well, and there's a lot more in this story. And when you put in the link in the show notes, people can dive deeper into it. There's a lot deeper reason why he held off for so long.
Okay.
Because
okay.
This uprooted a ass load of dirty, shady shit.
Dirty laundry.
From this city commission.
Uh-oh.
And they had to come out and say, we're cleaning house. Like, they're doing, like, they're draining the city commission swamp. Like, the fucking story's probably, I mean, if you print it out, probably 6 pages long.
Wow. Damn.
Of all this shit that came up from them starting to dive into some of this dirty, shady shit this city commission's been doing.
So fucked up.
So check
and
out
it all
the
came
show
from
notes.
A face licker.
From a face licker.
So I just shared the funny part of the story, but I was fucking blown away.
That,
like,
is so nasty. She's so nasty. Like, it's just, it's so crazy because people will laugh about it because it's, the roles are reversed. But if you put it in a position of a man doing that to a woman, you'd be like, he's an animal. He's disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So just think about it. If the roles were reversed, it's funny. It is really, it's funny initially. And then you think about it and you're like, she's mental. That is not okay.
It's not Miss Nasty approved.
And
it's
only
not.
And only one account had alcohol involved. The other the other accounts,
she's mentally ill.
Yeah, the other accounts they were speaking of happened in sober, like, meetings and shit. Like,
that makes it even worse.
It's just, to me, because I've been around people that I feel that would do this, I think it's like a weird power play. Like, it's a joke, but she's doing it in like a sadistic, weird way so that she knows she can have power over these people and she can get away with it. So she does. Ugh. It's so like when you think about it in that way, it's so creepy and gross.
I got through half of this article and the quote from Crawford still blows my mind. Habit of licking men that either she was attracted to or thought she had authority over. That's fucking crazy to
so
me.
So fucking mental, dude.
But if that story didn't satisfy your taste buds, try to sink your teeth into this next story. Mick Disappointed.
I'm excited.
I'm ready for it.
A story from 2015 in Japan resurfaced a few months ago here in the United States and got readers all hyped up for nothing.
Oh.
Got me super jacked up, too. And then I did some more digging and found this article. And I was like, fuck!
I want to know.
I'm ready
the
to be
story
disappointed.
That got the hype meter to 100 was that McDonald's was bringing its 48-count McNugget bucket to the States.
Oh, no, I did see this. I thought it was true.
So did quite a few news sources that actually went in and posted the article promoting this, and then all of them had to backtrack and say, sorry, false, and this is why. Unfortunately for all of us in the States and our strive for the beatus, this story ended up being false.
For the beatus.
For the beatus. Several news sources received bad information stemming from an old story out of Japan who gets all the cool fast tracks to heart attack fast food meals.
And we've been doing all these mukbangs on fucking YouTube and we can't have a 40 nugget bucket?
I know, and I really like that, like, rolling up into McDonald's, like, what can I get for you? Give me the 48 nugget bucket.
40 nugget bucket.
40 nugget bucket.
And I would fuck up a 48 count nugget bucket.
After what you ate at McDonald's last night, I fully believe that.
Not a humble brag, but 2 quarter pounders with bacon and their new fries with cheese and bacon, ate it all, and then a cookie.
Weird flex, but okay.
He tried to take my cookie, keep it for himself, so he could have 2 cookies.
Kyle's like, excuse me, you handed out cookies to everyone but me.
He literally did. He went around the room, gave a cookie to his woman, gave a cookie to my woman, and then just walked right by me and sat on the couch with 2 cookies in his hand.
Yeah, but in my defense...
Where's my cookie?
I gave the girls the cookies because they were done with their main course, if you will.
So fancy.
And I thought you were still eating your dinner.
No.
And I wasn't.
No. You just wanted my cookie.
It was the dad in me. I'm like, oh, well, you need to finish your food before you get your cookie. Like, and I'm sorry for that.
Better be.
You got your cookie.
I did.
If you're hearing it here first, we're all mourning this with you because
I'm upset.
This should be in the United States, and it's fucking not.
So it's a Japanese thing?
Yes, it's a Japanese thing.
Upsetting.
I'm super upset because I didn't hear about this, and then you said something about it, and then I got really excited and then really disappointed in the span of 2 minutes.
Yeah, but see, at least I came in there saying Mick disappointed and letting you know that it was
false.
We
were going to be let down.
But even still knowing it and then knowing that there's a 48-count McNugget bucket out there, it's heart-wrenching.
Grasp.
It's terrible.
We got the 20-piece.
It's nowhere near. You'd have to order so many.
True.
What's the math on that?
I was going to say, so you'd have to order 4 10-piece nuggets, which are at least, I think, $5-6 a piece.
No,
they're like
$10
for the meal.
The 20-piece nugget is $5.
They don't have the 20-piece anymore.
Yeah, they do.
They still do?
Yeah.
Some of them?
I'm almost certain it did, yeah.
Oh, maybe it's because I live in Podunk, Wakarusa.
No, dude, they had the 20-piece on the menu
did
last
they?
Night.
What the fuck? Where am I mentally?
I was looking at it.
Now he's pissed.
Sad you can't bite into a 48 McNugget. That's okay, because we are going to try and wrap our hands around this next story. Let's get into Cat Killer.
This is going to make me sad.
Colorado trail runner attacked by mountain lion. Choked cat to death with hands, arms, and feet.
What the fuck?
I know. Now I don't feel as bad because he was being attacked by a mountain lion.
Yeah, I don't feel so bad.
I thought you meant it was just some guy
shit.
Walking around strangling house cats.
This guy's like a fucking barbarian. Holy shit.
No, this is not some guy walking around killing house cats. At night.
At night.
I don't watch SpongeBob. A man in his 30s. It hasn't been publicized actual age, name, because this just happened. But he was in his 30s, was bloody and bruised, but was able to survive a rare mountain lion attack. How, you ask? Well, he pummeled the cat with rocks, wrestled it to the fucking ground, and choked the animal to its death with his hands, arms, and feet, according to the state wildlife officials.
Damn.
Which, every time I read that, blows my fucking mind.
Honestly, I'd like to think I have the capability to do something like that because I used to be an animal control officer, but I don't actually know, because the biggest animal I've had to deal with is a swan, which, if you've never been really close to a swan, they're fucking massive.
They are big.
But still nowhere near a fucking mountain lion. So I'd like to think maybe I could survive that, but I don't know.
Question.
Yes.
How do you choke something with your hands and arms?
And feet.
No, well, I'm specifically on the hands and arms. Like, that implies that there's a way to choke something with just your hands or just your arms. Are your hands not attached to your arms? Would you not be using all of it?
Why did you get literal every...
Did you detach your hands? And then did you, like, detach your hands and then, like, somehow take your forearms and
Kyle,
then also wrap them around?
We're
the
just
mountain?
Gonna...
I'm just asking.
Okay.
These
now,
are the tough
hang
questions
on,
that
hang
I'm
on.
I'm
listen.
Gonna choke
for.
Kyle. I'm gonna choke... Hands.
Yeah.
Arm.
So what?
The feet thing. I don't get the feet.
So
thing,
what?
Like,
but what
but
we just
still,
did.
But it still doesn't prove my point, because you had to.
Well, I knocked your hat off. I'm sorry.
So what Reed just did was use his hands to put him around, put them around his throat, and then you can put someone in a chokehold, which is with your arm. So that's what the article is saying. So just don't read it.
Okay,
to Kyle.
So okay, but no, just
don't
no,
read into it.
I'm just gonna say. So they're not implying that he did it all at the same time.
No, because
okay, so then that makes it okay.
Because there's
well, that's how I read it.
There's
at first.
Commas in between each body part, which is a list, not his hands, arm, and feet.
Well, look, I'm not looking at your notes.
Hands, arms, feet.
Look, okay, I guarantee that there was at least one listener out there thinking the same thing I was.
I just really want to know how you choke something with your feet.
That's what I was wondering.
Well,
you
could probably put him in like an arm bar.
You were very focused on the arms and the hands, which make perfect fucking sense.
I disagree.
Skip past the feet.
Because it doesn't say legs. It says feet. So was he
stepping
standing?
On his neck?
Maybe.
He could have.
Gosh, damn. He had to be fucked
up, though.
So
you fielded Reed's question, but you cut me off at my question. I see how it is. I'm just kidding, guys.
The spokeswoman from the Colorado Parks and Wildlife said, "This is crazy but true. We have no reason to believe that this is a hoax." Which
wow.
blows my mind. They found the dead cat. They took the dude that was next to the dead cat to the hospital and treated him for injuries from the cat.
Damn.
So why is it necessary to say we have no reason to believe that this is a hoax?
Because it's so unbelievable. You know there's going to be somebody out there in a tinfoil hat going, "This didn't really happen. This is a hoax.
He took a razor blade and
yeah,
stabbed
I mean,
himself.
Yeah.
And had a big man beat him
what?
To death.
And then found a dead mountain lion.
Yeah.
You know there'd be somebody out there.
Lion.
The attack and the wrestling match happened on Monday. The man was released from the hospital only 24 hours later after the
damn.
Attack and is trail ready again.
Holy shit. I just imagine him being like sliced and diced, like really fucked up, like needing multiple stitches and multiple parts of his body because their claws are massive.
I know. I can't believe he went into the hospital and did all this on Monday and then was released and ready to rock and roll again
damn.
Within 24 hours on Tuesday.
Does this give like height and weight of this dude or anything like that?
No, they had no information on the trail runner besides he was in his 30s.
Wow, dude, that's fucking wild.
I feel like this story was summed up very well by Colorado Governor Jared Polis via Facebook. He simply put it, "Don't mess with Colorado trail runners."
No shit.
Hell yeah.
Dude. Wow, that's like a really cool story. Like, I hate that, you know, an animal had to die, but it's kind of like the circle of life. Like, you're going to try to fucking kill me? Well, in past times, this would have happened many, many more times than it happens now. Animals attack people. People kill the animal. It happens. Like, I'm not sad that he killed the fucking mountain lion because he needed to save his own life, and he did it being a badass, dude.
A badass motherfucker, especially for 2019.
That is so crazy, like, dude.
It's totally nuts, especially when you. I mean, there's not a, it's not an astronomical amount of mountain lion attacks. They are one of the only wild cats that will actually pinpoint and hunt and kill a human.
Yeah, there's videos I've seen of a mountain lion stalking a person. And for those of you out there who are faced with a mountain lion, really what you should always do in face of like a big predator is get big. So what I mean by that is like spread your arms out and your legs out as far as you can and just like yell like a maniac and try to make yourself as big as possible, because then the animal is evaluating you and seeing how much of a threat you are and if you're worth it. And if you make yourself seem big and loud, they're going to weigh their options and not think that you're worth it.
The problem with mountain lions, though, are half the time you don't know they're there until they're on top of you. That's what happened to this guy.
Yeah, they stalk. Crazy shit. They stalk.
I just couldn't believe he had the calmness and the strength to
get the
cat pinned down and to choke and kill it.
I mean,
unbelievable.
If you asked him in person, that he probably barely remembers the events, because when your adrenaline kicks in that way, when you're literally about to die, you're in a position where you're about to die, your memory blocks out and your Neanderthal instincts kick in to survive. And I would bet that he probably said it went by so quickly and I felt like I didn't even know what was going on. Like, he probably has a vague memory of it all, because it's that your adrenaline would be going so hard that you'd just be trying to survive.
Well, one thing's for sure, this man should not have to buy himself one single beer the rest of his life.
Yeah, that
I
is
tell you
wild.
What, if I ever meet him, I'm buying him around.
Just carry around the article and be like, "That's me. That's me."
Hell yeah! So, if that last story didn't fill your bank, maybe this refund check will. Let's get into Refund Baller.
Beer, 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 beer.
Florida man receives $980,000 refund check from IRS, which was probably the first clue that something was wrong.
Yeah.
Self-proclaimed freelancer Raymond Blanchett, 29, submitted self-prepared tax papers in early 2017 showing a total income of $18,000. The problem? His form showed $1 million in federal income withholdings, which prompted the U.S. Treasury to write him nearly a $1 million refund check.
What the fuck?
Wait, I'm sure you're going to explain it, but I'm just going to ask the question that I'm sure people are thinking. Did he do this on purpose?
There's a current investigation.
Ah.
We will get to that.
I hope there is.
Blanchett opened a money market account and cashed a check saying it was inherited from his deceased father.
Ooh, that sounds like a scheme.
That's how you know he did it on purpose.
That gets a little schemey.
Did he
for sure
honestly think he's going to get away with that with the federal government? Like, really?
Apparently he did, because the short-term baller went out and bought and paid cash for a Lexus before the IRS discovered the problem.
That's really what you fucking buy is a Lexus? You don't have anything better to buy than a Lexus.
Let's go out with this government-schemed money that I got through my scheme. I don't know why I said scheme twice, but let's go out with my scheme money and buy something that has a legally binding title with my name and social security number attached.
He's gonna have to pay the payments anyways.
That shows that I paid cash for it up front. This guy's smart as fuck.
I didn't think he'd probably pay cash for it. That's true. If you cashed the check, you probably paid cash for it. I'm thinking payments on like a logical standpoint, but if he's got a $1 million check from the government, he's paying cash for that bitch.
Yeah, he's trying to spend it as fast as he can. Gosh, and it's like, went out with money that you stole from the government, basically, and purchased something that has, like I said, a legally binding title and paper trail with your social security number and
that
address on it.
Motherfucker ruined his life.
And what blows my mind even more is somebody at the IRS evaluated these self-done
and they were like,
tax papers and was like,
like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, totally. He made less than $20,000 in 2017. And we withheld $1 million, write him a check for $980 of it.
Yeah,
like,
what the fuck?
It wouldn't surprise me if it was just kind of automated. Like, if I don't know the IRS stuff, but like, yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if it was just an automated system.
That's why we're having someone do our taxes.
Always. It's only like $140. Just hand the paperwork over to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Shit, dude. I can walk into H&R Block and $65. Hey, they can do it and file it for me.
It's fucking beautiful. So an IRS special agent was sent out to Tampa to spoil Blanchett's fun by taking custody of the Lexus and recovering the remaining $900,000 in the account, which means not only did he go out and buy a Lexus and could have bought anything else, he only bought an $80,000 Lexus.
And he put the money in an account that's federally backed. They know where all his money's at. If you're going to steal $1 million from the government, don't put it in an FDIC-insured bank. How stupid is this guy?
You bury
it in the backyard, and when they come around and go, oh, where's this money? But what are you talking about? Then they can't find it. And you don't buy a Lexus. You buy a fucking timeshare in the Caymans, so they can't find you.
No shit.
Bingo, bango.
You get out of town, dude.
No, if you guys need me, I'll be in the Caymans.
No, this guy was just kicking it in Tampa.
What a dumbass.
Freelancing it up, whatever fuck that means.
Of course, it's Florida. Where else would it be?
So stupid. It's just so he had a good idea. I mean, it's not a good idea to scam the government. But I mean, like, if you're going to be in the market for a scheme, right? Like, that's a good scheme.
No.
I know it's a bad idea, but like,
money only and not like the fact that you're 100% going to get caught. It's a good idea.
He might not have gotten caught if he'd have taken the money and run. That's what I'm saying.
Let's not talk about how to fuck over the federal government because they're listening right now.
No, look,
I'm
not
live.
Going to.
They're tapped in. They're tapped in.
I'm not going to fuck over the federal government. I do everything I can to make sure that the government knows everything I'm doing. I love paying taxes. I so fucking love paying taxes.
Well, this guy apparently does not and wanted...
He's stupid.
Wanted... three lifetimes worth of refund checks.
Insanity.
No charges have been hit to Blanchett, but an investigation is underway. The criminal act could fall under federal proceeds of wire fraud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's going to prison.
So, yeah, I don't know. Good luck to him, but he's probably fucked.
I'm not going to wish him luck because he's a total idiot.
And he didn't even get to enjoy the baller lifestyle very long. Like, they picked up on it so quick, and they're like, our Lexus, give us our money back. And like,
my Lexus, not your Lexus.
So now, not only is he broke again, but he's not going to be able to, like, leave the country now because he's under federal investigation. So
he's probably going to go to prison.
Going to go to federal prison.
Yeah, not even county lockup. He's going to go to federal prison.
Good luck, bro. I mean, not
really.
Be
hanging out with the terrorists over fucking
you stupid.
To fuck the IRS.
Yeah, ugh. What a dumbass.
So if the $980,000 refund check didn't make your jaw drop, no worries. This next story is surely jaw dropping.
Ooh, I've been waiting for this, dude. You teased it earlier.
Are you guys ready?
I don't know.
I'm ready. I'm puckering so much right now.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know.
I will go out on a limb and say that this is the biggest bombshell headline ever on WDKS.
Just tell me.
Okay, let's jump into it. Let's check out. How about this headline?
Oh, God.
Here it is, guys. This is the headline. Man making ramen in Speedo while gaming suddenly receives 20 rockets to the groin.
Wait. What? Wait. What?
Man making ramen in a Speedo while gaming suddenly receives 20 rockets to the groin.
It's like a Mad Lib.
$20 he's playing Fortnite.
It's like a fucking Mad Lib.
Man making ramen in Speedo while gaming suddenly receives 20 rockets to the groin.
Okay, I'm starting to accept it.
I don't have to dive too far into the story because the headline pretty much covers everything.
Okay.
But this is straight out of Taiwan.
Okay.
Oh, now it's starting to make a little more sense. A little more sense.
The article starts out, it's a scene all too many of us know.
Oh, yeah. I get rockets to the groin all the time.
Kyle loves a Speedo.
You're sitting at home playing some video games when you begin to get sweaty from the strenuous button mashing like anyone would. You change into a pair of Speedos to cool down a bit. Then, feeling a little peckish after some more gaming, you decide to cook up some ramen. This 32-year-old man
32
was playing some video games, decided he was hungry, and went to make some ramen.
Okay.
He had, I don't know why, but the heat from the stove came in contact with a box of fireworks lying nearby and set them off. In total, 20 rockets were fired, all of which hit Mr. Yi square in the crotch.
Oh, what the fuck?
The impromptu fireworks show also generated loud bangs on four separate occasions.
I'm sorry, but what the fuck?
I know. It's fucking crazy.
What? Okay. So
I had to read it. I had to read it from six different news sources to make sure it was true.
Let me set the scene a little bit more. So you're fucking in your apartment. You're a bachelor. You've got all kinds of random shit. You know, hanging around. You know how dudes, bachelors, decorate their apartments. But what?
I don't fucking know.
I don't understand. So this freaking dude, he's making ramen on the fucking stove, and he's got fireworks sitting by the stove. Okay, I could see anything else. I could see old macaroni and cheese in his microwave from like 3 weeks ago in a bachelor's apartment. I could see any other scenario besides fucking fireworks by the stove. Okay, what the fuck? Honestly, what the fuck?
So the impromptu fireworks show did generate the loud bangs. It was these sounds that alerted neighbors to call the fire department.
Oh, shit.
When the emergency workers opened up the door to Mr. Yi's room, they could vaguely see him through the cloud of smoke wearing a Speedo on all fours, legs spread, and yelling, "Oh!"
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
I can't do anything but laugh. Mr. Yi later described his ordeal to the media, saying all the fireworks seemed to fly as if they somehow intended to hit him in his in his banana hammock.
What the fuck?
His only defense was to flail his feet wildly in a desperate attempt to block one or two.
Oh, he just starts doing fucking kung fu with the fireworks.
Oh, my gosh.
Mr. Yi was swiftly treated and released from the hospital, having only received minor bruises and burns to his crotch region.
Minor burns are burns enough to your freaking crotch area.
Well, yeah,
let me just say.
The article says, although one could argue that there's no such thing as minor bruises to such a sensitive area.
Fuck.
So the lesson here, don't cook ramen in a Speedo while playing computer games with fireworks lying around the home. cook a toaster oven pizza instead and keep reading Rocket News 24 for more.
Like, shout out to Rocket News.
What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, for real. What the actual
I think
fuck?
What made me, I mean, the story itself is funny as shit. Feel bad for the guy. Feels bad. Press F to pay respects and all that shit. But what makes it even funnier for me in my head was as soon as you said the guy's name,
you were thinking, yee yee.
Yeah, because I just imagined the firemen break down the door and they're going, yee yee, yee yee, yee yee.
Like the meme.
Trying to find him. It made me laugh so hard. But it's in Taiwan, so I'm gonna think he's probably playing. Well, it's not Korean, so it's not StarCraft. Does it say what he was playing? I'm curious.
No, it doesn't. Honestly,
I don't know what's most played in Taiwan.
I don't know how man making ramen in Speedo while gaming suddenly receives 20 rockets to the groin.
Could get any more single?
Could get any more, any more funny or have any more comedy deeper in the article.
Gosh,
but
damn.
When it said that the fire department, or when the emergency workers opened the door to Mr. Yi's room, they could vaguely see him through the cloud of smoke. That I fucking lost it.
The second best part in the story for me was when you said he just started flailing his feet, and he's Taiwanese, you know. I just pictured he's doing kung fu, karate, or some shit against these fireworks, like trying to block them and shit.
Well, he only blocked like one or two, so he got at least 17 or 18 rockets.
Oh my
to the
god!
Area.
WDKS, minimally racist.
Like, I just don't.
I can't help it, man. It's just what comes into my head.
I just want people to know we're self-aware.
Oh my gosh. You know, stereotypes. I wouldn't say racism. I'd say stereotypes.
Okay, I could see. Yeah. Okay.
This came from Soro News 24. It's a Japan and Asian news source.
Mm-hmm.
I fact-checked it with, like, four or five different places. They all had around about the same story.
So you heard it here. It's true.
But I got it directly from the source, and this news source here, Soro News, switched over to English on my tablet. But gosh damn it, guys.
That's fucking
I knew you weren't
gold.
Ready because you can't prepare yourself for what that headline has for you.
The headline itself is a Mad Lib.
Now,
you would never normally put those words together, but somehow it actually really did happen, and it's not a Mad Lib.
In our American minds, right, like most people, when they hear making ramen, they think like, oh, I'm going to put like this pack of top ramen on the stove.
Ramen in
but
other countries
he's
is
Taiwanese,
so, much
so
better.
Yeah, he's Taiwanese, so he was probably making legit ramen. So picture this guy, dude, in a fucking Speedo, just like making legit ramen on the stove.
But even like the prepackaged ramen in Asian countries is like 10 times better
fucking good.
So much better.
Well, I'm sorry. I've never left the country.
Especially when you're fucking drunk and they have it in your hotel room and you're like, I'm a fuck that thing up.
I get some of those like more authentic, like actual good ramen bowls and they are so good.
You heard it here first, guys. I am the only member of WDKS not to go to an Asian country.
I've never been to an Asian country.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Okay, well, Reed is the only member of WDKS to ever be to an Asian
country.
Yeah,
you're the odd man out.
You suck.
How do you feel about that?
Sorry for culturing myself, guys.
Culture yourself, dis.
I mean, Kyle's so uncultured, he's never even been down the Asian food aisle at the grocery store to buy the authentic ramen packages.
That's not true. I go with her when we grocery
shop.
Well,
then why
he goes with me.
Why didn't you know what she was talking about when she talked about authentic?
Who said I didn't know?
You
because
did. You
I've
thought
had,
that she went to an Asian...
Because
I've had
the ramen bowls, but he has not eaten them. I don't know if he doesn't want to
that's
eat
not
them,
even,
but...
No, that's not even where I got it from. Because when you were talking about, in your hotel room and being drunk in the hotel, blah, blah, she was like, yes, it's so good. So just like to my mind, I was like,
okay.
She's
no,
been
no,
in a hotel
I've
room in Taiwan.
You are forgiven.
I have purchased what I perceive to be more of what they would serve in Asian countries... I don't know, but it's not like ramen like we think in America, like a bag in a square
it's
form. It's definitely a lot more flavorful.
And just before anybody out there listening goes, oh, wow, you're married and you don't know that she's been out of the country or not. Okay, look, the Qual's peoples, they
you
do
never know where
a
we
lot
are.
Of fucking cool shit. So I don't know what happened, and I have not known her for her entire life. And part of the joy of being married is that you're still learning things about your best friend every day that goes by.
Oh, my gosh. So just in case anybody listening is still processing this, let me read it to you one more time.
Please do.
Man making ramen in Speedo while gaming suddenly receives 20 rockets to the groin. Never thought that ramen, Speedo, gaming, rockets to the groin would ever be in the same sentence. Like you said, it is a mad lib of a story. And gosh damn it, thank you, Mr. Yi, for having one hell of a terrible storage plan for your fucking rockets.
Can we right now give a WDKS yee for Mr. Yi?
Yee. I have an idea. Make that your Wi-Fi password. No one will ever guess it.
Yee.
You mean the headline?
Yes.
Yeah. No. I thought you meant yee. I was like, that's pretty simple.
Hey, guys, what's your Wi-Fi password? Man making Robin in Speedo while gaming suddenly receives 20 rockets to the groin. Okay. I can do that. I can do that. But what's your Wi-Fi password name? Oh, it's Mr. Yee.
Yes! Somebody please do it.
Oh, get it done, guys.
Is there any caps? Yeah, every word.
Well, speaking of caps, that's the cap on my news.
Nice one.
All right,
God
guys.
Damn, his fucking segues.
Segues are so
even off
good.
The top of your fucking head. This is what we were missing last week, guys. We were missing the goddamn segues.
The
you did a great job, babe. You really did. But there's no one like the man, the myth, the legend, official Podman Reed on Instagram.
Thanks for the plug, Kyle.
I don't know. I'm feeling good. I feel like it's been a great
episode. I need to get on
episode.
His level with the segues when I have my Newsweek. Next week, I'm going to try to bring it. But I don't know if I'm going to reach Reed's level.
You know, when's... I heard that there's another person entering the rotation to the news.
Is there? Mystery person.
That's what I heard. When's their
revealed.
Week? When's their week?
To
Not
be.
Next week, but the week after?
Wait, what? I have no idea what's going on.
Well, I guess you'll just have to stay tuned to find out, Reed.
To be revealed. Soon.
What if I get... what was it again?
What if you get chlamydia?
Chlamydia?
What did I have?
Because I feel like that's what you're about to say. It was chlamydia.
Crenzo? What is it? What did I get?
Crenzo.
What did I get
Crenzo?
Last week?
That sounds like a medication.
What did I get last
cholera.
Week?
Cholera.
Cholera. What
if you
get
shit out your
again?
Ass?
We'll make it work, but it's a teaser.
All right. Well, I'm jacked up, and I'm going to ponder it on a break.
Yeah, it's break time. All
right, guys. It's break time.
I believe now with the little bit of Yahtzee dice shaking we've done with the lineup, we're going to jump into selections. So,
alrighty.
As always, the lady goes first. River, why don't you dive into what you're drinking?
So this week I have a sour, which is something I've always avoided. But this week I decided because the label was beautiful and it was expensive. So I was like, it's expensive. The label is beautiful. I could not resist. It was $8 for a very small amount of beer. But you know what? I bought two. So this week I'm drinking $20 worth of beer. But I only get two of them.
And I thought all was fancy.
But honestly, it's worth it. It tastes really good. I was afraid of a sour, but don't be. This is an example. This is a great example for those of you who are afraid of a beer that you think is going to be nasty. Because this is a nasty. So this is called Raspberry Sunshine by Albanac Beer Company. It is a sour ale. It is a 6.4 ABV and the IBU is unavailable. So sorry guys, but I don't have that information for you, but, it is raspberry, tart, light, crisp and fruity. So I would describe it as more of a cider. I know it's a beer. Technically it's a sour beer, but as somebody who's never tasted a sour before, it kind of has that cider type flavor to it. So I actually really enjoy it. It's a really good brew. So I'm more open to trying sours now, for sure. They're refreshing. I definitely could see myself enjoying maybe one on a hot summer day. Not multiple because they are kind of a shock to the system, per se. But they're kind of a... they kind of wake you up. You're like, ooh, what's that? What's that flavor? But I really enjoy it. So Almanac, Raspberry Sunshine, they've got a few other different flavors that I'm definitely excited to try. But the main reason I was drawn to this is just the beautiful label. They've got like a tree of life on the front, farm to barrel, proudly brewed in Northern California. So I just really, like, surprisingly enjoy this. I was kind of afraid of it, but the label, I could not deny, was gorgeous. So I just picked it up, and I actually really like it. So those of you out there who are really adverse to the sours, try it out, because honestly, it's good. It tastes like a cider. It's just refreshing and kind of fruity.
Well, all right.
Well, I guess with that, and since I'm kind of leading the ship on this one, Kyle, why don't you tell us what you're drinking?
Okay. I'm drinking a brew by Ballast Point Brewing Co. out of the old California. It is a blonde ale. It is called Bonito. It is a 4.5 ABV and a 20 IBU. It is just a good beer. Untapped rates it at an average of 3.44. I give it about a 4. So not too crazy different from that. Untapped says that it's light, clean, smooth, hoppy, and dry. I get just about all of those notes, minus the hoppy. I don't get hoppy from this. I do get citrus from this, which nobody mentions. But it's just a good sunny day drinking beer. I'm drinking it in the middle of February to wish I had sunny days.
They're coming. Spring is coming.
So they tell us. I don't really have anything negative to say about it. It's just a good beer. It's a good beer. I mean, it's got kind of a weird taste, to be honest, for a blonde ale. But it's a taste I dig. It's a weird taste that I dig. Yeah.
That's why I shy away from a lot of blondies, because it's kind of a fluid type brew.
Mm-hmm.
And some people take a really weird spin on blondes.
Yeah, but I really like blonde ales. Like, a lot of blonde ales I really enjoy.
They're definitely down your alley.
Yeah.
For sure. So I guess we'll dive into what I'm drinking. It is Shiner Fucking Wicked Juicy IPA.
And honestly, it's juicy, but it is
wicked juicy, bro. It is from Shiner. It's a IPA, American IPA. We still don't know what that means. It clocks in with a 5.7%
holy shit.
A 60 IBU.
Yeah.
Untapped hits it with a 3.3. I'm right there with them. I'm going to give it about a 3.5. It's got a solid flavor. Extremely smooth for a 60 IBU. They do a really good job of packing it full of a bright, juicy, tropical
flavor. Good.
Definitely eases it down the gullet, for sure.
I'd say it's a pool drinking, lake drinking, by the water, summertime, refreshing. It's not too, like, hit you in the face with citrus. I could see it being refreshing on a hot day type brew. It's definitely, I like it. I've tried it and I like it.
Your selections or Reed's selections?
No, I'm definitely right there with her, because it is, again, for a 60 IBU, it is pretty smooth. It doesn't weigh you down on that hoppiness.
No.
So it definitely leans way more towards a summer night, or even, honestly, like you said, around the pool or at the lake.
Oh, yeah.
In the hot baking sun. I mean, I could drink
it's
those without feeling just gross and crummy.
Yeah, exactly.
After two or three of them. I mean, I've had three so far, and I'm
digging it for sure. It's a drinkable. That's the best way to describe it. Drinkable, very refreshing type beer. Could definitely see it being great for spring or summer.
I never have had anything from Shiner that I've disliked so far. So
agreed.
They are definitely doing something right out there at Shiner, which is Spoetzel Brewery, I guess.
Spoetzel?
S-P-O-E-T-Z-L Brewery.
Spoetzel.
Spoetzel Brewery. I mean, If those are the guys that are doing it,
they're doing it right
because they're doing a good job. So
I did not like it.
You didn't like it.
I did like it. I really enjoyed
it. Why didn't you like it?
I didn't like it because it just seemed too bitter for me. Like it seems.
I don't get that.
And that's fine. I mean, everybody's got different taste buds. It just.
It's fine that your taste buds have those feelings.
It's fine.
He accepts that.
Thank you.
I do accept
it's okay.
That. No, I mean, just to me, it just. I got like a little bit of a bitter note and a little bit of. Not it just didn't hit me as smooth, but you know, like you said a few minutes ago, I am a blonde ale dude. That's right up my alley.
And blondes are notoriously like drinkable. Like,
yeah,
drinkability
exactly.
is high for everyone.
Yeah, yeah. like a blonde ale or a white ale, or a pils. You know, I really enjoy those kind of lighter, fresh beers. I don't know, and it's not to say that one didn't give me a fresh vibe. It definitely gave me the tropical fresh vibe. But I don't know. I just got like a bitter note that I just didn't care for. It kind of hit my tongue a little sideways.
Yeah, I get that.
I think maybe the only negative thing I would have to say about this would be I am getting, it's a little dry.
Yeah, I definitely got that.
It is a little dry. I don't see the bitterness. I think they do a very good job. Like, again, the tropical hops, I think they do a very good job.
Tropical, I definitely get tropical.
Of giving it a smooth non-bitterness to it, but it does lean a little bit dry. So that's the one negative thing I would say.
But I'd like to take a pause. And, Reed, have you ever had a sour ale?
I haven't.
Kyle, you ever?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'd like you to taste this Almanac Strawberry Sunshine and just kind of, like, give you... Like, I'd like to hear what your thoughts are.
I'm
because sours,
super curious about
I was
this.
so heavily avoiding sours, and now I'm not going to avoid them because this is not, like, overbearingly and sour. I was expecting, like tart apple flavors, but this is more akin to a cider, which I actually enjoy. So, Reed, go ahead. Taste it and let me know what you think.
Farm to barrel established in 2010.
And they have other, they also have organic ciders and stuff like that, Almanac Brewing. So those are probably going to show up on future episodes because, A, their labels are gorgeous and I'm curious about their flavors. So,
you know, it says established in 2010 and we're all like, they haven't been around that long. It's almost been 10 years, guys.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, which is mind blowing.
Gosh, damn,
mind blowing.
I'm going to drink to getting old. Whoa. Nope.
Your initial thought.
No.
Really?
Oh,
my
God. I don't
have that reaction. I don't have the reaction.
Terrible. Tastes like piss.
Wow.
Oh, it's like
Oh, it tastes like bile.
Damn it. What?
Oh.
I'd love to know what your guys' reaction would be without having a preconceived IPA or blonde ale like in your palate.
Hang on here. That right there is, you guys know when you have, maybe not your first warhead, but you get on like your second or third warhead.
Yeah.
And the tail end of the sourness of the warhead, and then you start getting the flavoring behind the sourness of a warhead.
Yep.
Even talking about warheads, my mouth is like,
oh. I know.
That's what that tastes like. It tastes like the last bit of sour you're sucking off a warhead, and you're finally getting to the apple flavor that's on the center.
See, I get the sour from that sour.
I honestly don't.
But see, that goes again to prove my point about the juicy IPA. Everybody's taste buds get hit different.
So different, yeah. It's so crazy because, to me, this Almanac Raspberry Sunshine is... kind of like on the more like wake you up end. It's like, ooh, that's a flavor I don't quite recognize for beer. So, but it doesn't hit me in a aggressive way like you guys described. Like you had a taste of it and you're like, whoa.
Ooh, yeah.
To me, honestly, I would grab this again. Mind you, it's a little over $8 for how many ounces? Let's see here. It's a little over... It's close to $10 for... Is there an ounce on here?
It's a bottle.
What the fuck?
It comes from California. It's almost like they're charging you California prices in the Midwest.
Just about.
It's almost kind of like a slap in the face.
Yeah, because that's not $8 for a six-pack. That's a single she purchased.
Yeah,
that's fucking
single.
Nuts.
It is $7.99 for... I don't know. Am I missing something?
Probably not. Half the time, these fucking guys will put about... Oh, it's right here. How much was it?
It's $8.
$8.
A little over $8.
$8 for... I'll give them a break here. We'll call it 13 ounces.
Yeah. So, it's for me...
That's fucking crazy.
I do like the flavor, but...
That's 50 cents an ounce.
I would love to try other Almanac Brewing beers, but the price per ounce is like, whoa, you're paying $8 for how many ounces?
But it's a 6.13. It's a 6.4, so you only need...
Yeah, you don't need as many.
You only need two, and you're like, I ain't got it bad.
So this is 12.68 ounces with a 6.4 ABV. So if you love it, buy a couple.
Yeah.
It's going to get you where you want to be if you're planning on drinking. But I like it, and I think that you guys might feel differently if you weren't already drinking an IPA or a blonde.
I disagree. I disagree with that because that gives me such an acidic, sour cut.
And maybe I feel differently because I'm a person that loves spicy food. I'm a person that loves sour food. So to me, this is like a nice differentiation between like... an IPA, because IPA, like, maybe minimally sour, very minimally sour. But I'm definitely going to be more open to brews that describe themselves as a sour because of this brew, but maybe you guys feel the opposite way, but that's just me.
Well, I've never been really behind the sour train just because of the notes that I knew that it would
give. I've been always afraid of it because I've thought of Airheads, like Reed said, like those... Not Airheads, but
Warheads,
like those super sour. So when I heard like sour beer, I'm thinking like, oh, my brain is going to explode when I drink this. It's going to like be so intense. But this is more akin to a tart cider.
So, yeah, I can see that.
So
I can see that comparison.
If you really like cider and you like tart flavored things, if you would like your cider to be more tart and get that kind of kickback with the tart flavor, a sour ale would be something that you would like. So to me, an ale that is described as a sour is a cider that's especially tart. And I like it. I like it.
And I get that because, like, with the blonde ale here that I got, you get that, like, thick beer slosh, you know,
right?
But like with that
sour
you just
is
don't.
Very unique. It's so unique because I've had a Pilsner, I've had a Bock, I've had a blonde, I've had so many different types of brews with so many different IBUs, and it's so interesting to taste a sour because I've been so aversive to a sour.
Yeah.
But now I'm not so aversive because to me this isn't offensive. I actually enjoy the flavor of this.
You know,
and that's great.
You know what you don't want to do with that beer?
Drink it.
Fucking puke it up.
Ooh, that would be horrible.
That would fuck your world up.
Because I'm sure you're gonna have. With all that being said,
acid reflux to a fucking.
With all that being said, I'm sure a sour would give you a mean acid reflex and a mean vom. So be aware. Be aware that Almanac Brewing Company, I'm sure, does not advocate having over two of their raspberry sunshines, and I only have one. So
I was gonna say, does that come with like a?
It comes
limit?
With a river warning. It doesn't come with an Almanac Brewing Company warning, but it comes with a river warning. You do not want to vom up this raspberry sunshine because I could see it being very painful. But other than that, I really do enjoy the flavor, and I'm okay with being the odd man out on that.
That's totally fine. I mean, yeah. There's been times where I've been the odd man out and stuff.
If you're a person that loves tart and loves, I hesitate to say sour because I don't love sour, but if you're a person that tastes it like a really, really, really sweet cider and you're like, oh, it's too sweet, I don't like it, try a sour because it's very reminiscent of a cider. But it doesn't have that overly sweet, overbearing, like, it tastes like, you know, Mott's apple juice.
Right.
So, if you would like to follow me on Instagram, you can follow me at river.j.weeks. Mm. That's really the only social media you can find me on other than Untappd. That is Maintain Jane on Untappd if you want to see what I'm drinking and what I think about it. And if you'd like to follow the podcast for any updates or funny edits, you can follow us on Instagram at WDKSPod. That's Instagram at WDKSPod. Reed, give me your socials.
All right. You can hit me up on the Instagram at OfficialPodManReed. That's R-E-E-D, OfficialPodManReed. And I now officially, episode 6... have an Untappd.
Woo!
Which means you can hit me up on Untappd, check out what we're drinking on the daily at WDKS, and also through the rest of the week, because we do drink, I guess, quite a bit.
Yeah.
And we do try quite a few different beers. So that Untappd is the same as the Instagram, at OfficialPodManReed, or Reed Qualls. QUALLS. Hope to see you there, as well as my Instagram. Kyle, take it away.
You can find me on Twitter and Untappd at Kyle J Weeks. That's what you can find me on. That's what I got.
I miss Dad's Dash Kyle.
I know.
We only had it for like 3 hours, but
I know.
I miss it.
Sorry.
I forgive you.
Okay, thanks. But that's the podcast this week.
Mucho precioso.
Mucho bueno. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever you're listening. And we will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.